On Radio. Wayne Allen Root Radio Show.
And a first-generation immigrant from a working-class background, there were not many role models for me to see growing up. Well, you're not anybody's role model, buddy. It's over for you. You'll never work in banking again, you loser. And it's a she, by the way. Jay Ursapaz is she. Her efforts as the company... I wonder if she started out as a she. Maybe she's a tranny. Her efforts as the company's European LGBTQIA plus... They want the whole freaking alphabet. Employee Resource Group co-chair earned her a spot on Silicon Valley Bank's Outstanding LGBT Role Model List 2022, a list shared in a company post 4 months before the bank was shut down by federal authorities over liquidity fears. My God, this is what you have running banks. She says, I feel privileged to co-chair the LGBTQ plus ERG and help spread awareness of lived queer experiences, partner with charitable organizations, and above all, create a sense of community for our LGBTQ employees and allies. You know, these people are such morons. They're such jerks. And I'd really like to say another word, but I won't say it. But I want to give you a taste of what I really think, because I put out a tweet earlier today. Let me see if I can find it. I put out a tweet that explains how this all happened. Oh, here it is. Here's the mind of a liberal. Well, actually, let me get the one, not at Twitter, where they give you a limited space to put things, but at Getter, where you have a little more room. And so here it is. Here's the mind of a liberal. Your bank is bankrupt. Everyone has lost everything. And your response is, quote, but our staff is 66% minority. And we donated half our money to climate change. And we have an LGBTQ flag in front of the bank. And our male trans vice president just raced in the women's marathon. How did it all go wrong? I don't understand. That's the way liberals think. You know, I made that up, but obviously that's exactly the way liberals think. You know, we've got a transgender vice president. And we've got an LGBTQ flag out front. And we give all our money to climate change. We can't possibly go under. How did I lose all my stock? They don't understand it. Here's another headline. Failed Silicon Valley Bank touted empathy, diversity, and transition to a low-carbon world. And by the way, they literally committed $5 billion a year ago, this bank. $5 billion a year ago to climate change. And a sustainable, I think they call it sustainable capitalism, if I remember correctly, something like that, or sustainable finance. They don't know what they're doing. There is no such thing. They have an ESG report that lays out their social justice initiatives, building a culture of diversity, equity, and inclusion, championing inclusion in the innovative economy, supporting communities where we live and work, advancing a transition to a sustainable, low-carbon world. We want a sustainable balance sheet, they said. Oh, my God. No wonder they went under. No wonder they went under. And then they had to be saved because in the bank was the money of all the Silicon Valley woke liberal high-tech losers. So they saved 100% of their money. And by the way, one of the big officials of this bank was a Obama Treasury official. All right, let's fly, baby. We're here. We're back. Segment number two. Goldgate Capital sponsor this segment of the show. Then I'm going to get into a rant about what this could very well be really about. A purposeful, intentional bombing, suicide bombing of the banking system of the United States so that all of us panic, just like COVID caused panic and caused very weak, easily brainwashed sheeple, people combined with sheeple, to immediately cave and go, oh, I want the vaccine. Give me two, give me three, give me four. If a doctor says it's good, it must be good. You brainwashed sheep. All because you were scared of a cold germ. You put something in your body that's probably going to kill you. And now you're going to get scared about banks going under and your money being gone. So it's going to allow you, through panic and hysteria, to accept a digital currency being introduced into the United States. And my smartest friends have all told me that this morning. This is all about making the banks go under. I'll get into that in a second. Goldgate Capital is the sponsor. Oh, talk about timing. You know, I never even know till a second before I start talking who the actual sponsor is in each segment. Goldgate Capital. If you don't buy gold today, you're never going to buy gold. My gosh, gold is what everybody wants now. Gold and silver are at a premium. Let's see what gold and silver did today. Hold on a second. I want to get the official number. Let me go to a business website and get you the official number. Here we go. Okay, so gold was way up today. I know that. Gold was up, I think it was $38. You know, they don't tell you. They tell you the aftermarket. Gold was up to 1916 today, 1916 an ounce. I think it was up like $38 or $43 an ounce. Silver was up percentage-wise even more than gold, almost 7% up. It was a great day for gold and silver. It should continue to be as more and more volatility is out there and people are scared. And when there's fear and volatility, people buy gold. But has anyone ever given you the opportunity to get $15,000 in free silver? No, but on the Wayne Allyn Show, you get it from Goldgate Capital, the official gold and silver precious metals dealer of the Wayne Allyn Show. With Goldgate Capital, you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, your SEP IRA, your 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Just tell them Wayne Root sent you and be among the first 100 callers. Get on the phone with Goldgate Capital. I get asked 100 times a day, Wayne, where do you buy your gold? And I always say, Goldgate Capital. Call them now. They'll give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Be among the first 100 callers today. Call toll-free 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD. As I've always told you, gold is wealth insurance. You could lose everything else you've got, everything you got in stocks, everything you got in the bank. But if you own enough gold and it goes up enough, it makes up for all of it. That's called wealth insurance. Or go to GoldgateCapital.com. GoldgateCapital.com, 855-770-GOLD. So, listen, some of my smartest friends, few of them are worth over $100 million. One of them is worth over $500 million. One of them is worth over $700 million. And then one of them is stone cold broke. He doesn't have a penny to his name, but he's the smartest guy I've ever met in my life. He's just a brilliant guy. Everything he ever tells me turns out to be true. But he has no money. I don't know why. He's just not a money guy. But he certainly is a soothsayer. And he's got a crystal ball, and I'm telling you, he lives in Florida, and I grew up with him, and he's just always right about everything. And all these people worth over $100 million and close to a billion, and then my one friend is the smartest guy that I've ever met in my life, but he has no money, but he always tells you the truth, and he's always right. They all agree that this is a staged situation. It's not just about woke. It's about they let the banks go under. They wanted them to go under. They want the entire financial system to go under using these woke diversity, equity, social justice, climate change initiatives. They want it all to go under and burn to the ground. So then they're going to introduce a digital currency and a cashless society. And they're going to make it like that's your hero. That's your savior. Look, we're going under. Banks don't work anymore. Paper money doesn't work anymore. So we've got to go to a digital currency. Once that happens, we're all dead. It's over. Don't let them do it. It's going to be revolution in the streets. There has to be, because we can't have a cashless society. You want the IRS knowing everything you do, every dollar you make, every quarter you make, every penny you make. You want the government knowing everything you make and everything you spend? It's all going to be digitized and computerized. They're going to know everything you do for the rest of your life. And when they find out you're a conservative, it's going to go hand in hand. Digital currency, cashless society goes hand in hand with a social credit score. And as soon as they find out that Wayne Root believes the election was stolen and they're all a bunch of communists and it's a communist takeover and Joe McCarthy was right and the vaccines are killing people and green energy is a scam and climate change is the biggest lie in the history of the world, as soon as and open borders is Cloward Piven destroying our country, as soon as they know that you're a dissenter, they take away your bank accounts, your credit cards, your ability to travel and live. That's what's coming. That's what this is about. Hi, Wayne Allyn Root here. The madness is upon us. Make your March a moneymaker with MyBookie. Getting started is easy. Visit MyBookie online and use promo code Wayne to receive a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Grab your extra funds now. And for a limited time, claim a free entry into the $150,000 MyBookie Madness Bracket Contest for a chance at big money. If you're the type of person who likes to fill out multiple brackets to get an advantage, you can do that too. The price of entry, less than an Uber, all for a shot at a life-changing amount of money. with so many brands to choose from, you need a platform that makes it simple to bet and win, like MyBookie. Visit MyBookie online and use promo code Wayne to receive a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. Visit MyBookie online and use promo code Wayne. MyBookie. Hi, Wayne Allyn-Root here. The madness is upon us. Make your March a moneymaker with MyBookie. Getting started is easy. Visit MyBookie online and use promo code Wayne to receive a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Grab your extra funds now. And for a limited time, claim a free entry into the $150,000 MyBookie Madness Bracket Contest for a chance at big money. If you're the type of person who likes to fill out multiple brackets to get an advantage, you can do that too. The price of entry, less than an Uber, all for a shot at a life-changing amount of money. With so many brands to choose from, you need a platform that makes it simple to bet and win, like MyBookie. Visit MyBookie online and use promo code Wayne to receive a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. Visit MyBookie online and use promo code Wayne. MyBookie. All right, Wayne Allyn-Root, welcome back. A reminder, my book will be out on March 28th. We actually changed the date to March 28th to give myself plenty of time to promote this thing and get it out there. It was originally going to come out in about a week and a half or so, but I moved it back to March 28th. The Great Patriot Buycott Book, the great conservative companies to buy from and invest in, a listing of 320 pages of all my thoughts on what's happening to our country, broken down into basically three sections. One, the communist takeover of America. Number two, the disaster of open borders. Number three, the disaster of the COVID vaccines. Number four, stolen elections. And all of that is about maybe 150 pages. And then the other 150 pages, 123 of the greatest corporations in America that are conservative or patriotic or Christian or all three that you can confidently buy from. We need, if we're going to win this war, we need to bankrupt and starve the left. We need to create a conservative parallel economy, a conservative ecosystem. And my new book, The Great Patriot Buycott Book, will do that. And I believe it's up right now for pre-order at Amazon. So go check it out. And when you ask, oh, isn't Amazon liberal? Well, Amazon is where all conservative books are sold. And if you have a bestseller conservative book, it's 90% of your sales were in Amazon. So good luck saying I'll boycott Amazon. That's the one you can't boycott, because at least they don't ban or censor conservative books. Whatever your book is about, they let it out there. So I give them credit, liberal or not. I give them credit. So Amazon is where you find my book. Best place to buy it. Easiest place to buy it. Quickest place to get it. Amazon.com. Wayne Allyn-Root, The Great Patriot Buycott Book. Also want to mention the GreatPatriotStore.com, which is prominently featured in my book. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of the household products you're already buying, but much better quality, far lower prices, all made in the USA by a company run by conservatives and patriots. GreatPatriotStore.com. And now they've got the beef. They've got a ranch, they've got food processing facility, and their beef is raised in open space green pastures right here in the USA, never ever given hormones or any antibiotics, highest quality beef anywhere, never sold in stores, exclusively available only to their members. So, like a Costco or a Sam's Club, you need to become a member. It's cheap, it's not expensive, very inexpensive. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, and someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. GreatPatriotStore.com. My guest is here, Randy Miller, director of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association for Arizona, retired senior deputy probation officer in Santa Barbara, and we've got him. Randy Miller, welcome to the Wayne Allyn-Root Show. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me on your show.
So we've got a lot of problems in this world right now, and I don't know if any sheriff or any police officer can stop them. I don't know if I could stop them. I don't know if even Trump could stop them. I don't know. We're getting hit from 1,000 directions. You do agree with me, I assume, that this is at least an attempt, a communist takeover of the United States. They are attempting to take over this country and destroy America, destroy American exceptionalism, destroy capitalism. It is a communist takeover of this country. Your thoughts?
Oh, I absolutely agree. This has been in the working for a very long time. And yes, our sheriffs are in a position to to protect the communities within their boundaries, within the counties that they operate, which is their jurisdiction, and push back against unconstitutional laws. But the state legislatures are just as responsible as a sheriff is, because they're the ones that actually are to stand between the liberties and the oppressive federal government. They control the contract, which is the Constitution, of the states, and they're the ones that are supposed to enforce it. And they're not doing that because they don't know the Constitution.
So you're the director of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association for Arizona. Explain what your organization in Arizona actually does. And by the way, in my opinion, Carrie Lake and all the Republicans in Arizona were robbed even worse than Trump was, if it's possible to say that. In 2020, the election was not ripped off as badly as they did in Arizona in 2022 at the midterm. So my question to you is, what can you do about this blatant theft of our elections?
Well, there's several court cases being pushed right now. Carrie Lake's now going before the Arizona State Supreme Court with her case. Abe Hameda has a case that's going before the courts as well. The state legislatures need to get back to the state constitution, because the U.S. Constitution specifically dictates, says that the state legislature shall be in charge of our elections. Regarding the elections of the federal congressional members of, you know, Congress, the representatives, they control that. And our state constitution specifically says that on our general elections, it says that Article 7, Section 10 of Arizona's constitution says that the general election shall be the first Tuesday following the first Monday of November. So when we, in the early 90s, mid-90s, when they went to mail-in ballots, absentee, you know, the mail-in ballots, early voting, all this nonsense, it's been a violation of our state constitution. If they want to fix it, they need to go back to the constitution and stop violating law and go back to one day, one vote for our general elections, except for those, of course, that are in the military and stuff like that. We've always had provisions for that.
Randy, do you agree with me that illegal aliens are voting in all our elections? It's silly. It's so ridiculous when Democrats go, oh, that's not happening. There's no proof it's happening. I don't know about Arizona, but here in Vegas, or the state of Nevada, but I live in Vegas, illegal aliens are all entitled to get a driver's license. So when they go to DMV to get a driver's license, they're automatically registered to vote, and they're not allowed by motor voter law put in by Bill Clinton. Federal law says you cannot ask them if they're an American citizen or not. You have no right to ask them. Therefore, every illegal alien that gets a license at DMV is automatically registered to vote. So do you think they're not voting? Of course they're voting. Do you have a system like that in Arizona, too, or it's not quite that easy in Arizona?
Well, the motor voter law is a national law that was put into place by the Clintons, of course, which is a violation of the Constitution, because if you look at the Constitution, it says in many different sections only a citizen. It refers to a citizen when it comes to these liberties. Article 4, Section 4 says a citizen's right. A citizen of a state shall have the same privileges and immunities of the several states. Correct.
Right.
Article, the 15th Amendment, the 19th Amendment, 24th Amendment,
but do you have a rule in Arizona, or a law, I should say, that allows illegals to get a driver's license?
They don't. To be honest with you, I'm not sure if we do. But I know that if they get a driver's license, like in California, it's supposed to be not for for identification purposes only. They shouldn't be getting a driver's license to begin with. But they can get an ID as a resident alien, but they should not be getting the driver's license.
Well, let me tell you two things that happened. So when you get a driver's license, trust me, I know the system in Nevada, so I'm sure the same thing's happening in Arizona. And it's happening, and I think it's 19 states give driver's license to illegals, and more every day. But if you give a driver's license or ID to an illegal, they're at DMV. And while at DMV, they register to vote. And in Nevada, they don't even have to ask, Randy. They're automatically registered to vote. You can't even opt out. You're not even allowed to say, I don't want to do it. You're automatically registered to vote. And number two, they used to get IDs, not driver's licenses, in Nevada, too, until we changed the law. And when they got IDs, they said, well, an ID is totally different than a driver's license. And since then, they've admitted that when you go to vote, nobody could tell the difference between a driver's license and an ID. So they can use it to vote, to register to vote and to vote. So I'm sure it's happening in Arizona, too.
In Arizona, we have a bifurcated voting election system. You get a federal ballot and a state ballot. those that cannot prove that they're a citizen of the state get a federal ballot. They don't get local elections. They get a federal ballot, and it's supposed to be a provisional ballot that they then take it and do further verification that this person is a citizen. That's what they're supposed to do. But I agree with you. This is not happening. Right. Our election system has been a sham ever since they started the early voting, which violates our state constitution. The state constitution also says that a citizen, you have to show ID, that you have to be a citizen of the state. Well, how else can you prove you can be a citizen if you don't show that you're a citizen by valid ID? So there's a lot of things that are happening that we need to fix and tighten up.
Yeah.
But it becomes, number one, educating the community. The general public has to be educated as to our actual laws that we're supposed to follow, which the first law is the Constitution of Arizona and of the United States. But we do not follow any of these laws. The legislatures just blindly and openly make whatever law that they want. And I've talked to Republicans. Why are you violating the Constitution? They say, well, it's not. You have to determine, first of all, what is an election? I said, quit. I didn't ask you, what is a woman? I asked you, are we voting? Are you electing? Don't give me this convoluted response. And they say, well, it's for convenience. No, the Constitution is very clear. We do not vote for convenience. It's a responsibility. It's a civic duty. We are a Republican form of governance, which means we are represented in office by those that we choose. And they're supposed to represent us effectively and properly under the law. And if you can't do that, then you should not be in office. In fact, the 14th Amendment, paragraph 3, says that's a shall not serve clause. If they rebel against...
Bridie on Radio and BridieOnRadio.com.
This is an amazing company that has sponsored both of us. And this is a way to have backup communications when the grid goes down.
Well, the situation became problematic, Mike, with the New Orleans, the latest hurricane, because people panic. And this is one thing that I've learned from being associated with the satellite phone store for over a decade. People will call and order 600 phones at a time.
What?
It's like this, Mike. Anytime there is a crisis, people want these. And ladies and gentlemen, they've created such a good deal for Mike's viewers, my viewers, our combined viewers, that this is the only way you're going to be able to communicate.
And that's the other beauty about these phones, is they can't track you because it's not talking to a cell tower. It's talking to satellites, you know, orbiting over the equator. So SAT123.com, folks.
The U.S. prepares to bolster troops in Eastern Europe, and tensions build with Russia.
Secretary Austin has placed a range of units in the United States on a heightened preparedness to deploy, which increases our readiness to provide forces if NATO should activate the NRF, or if other situations develop.
We have been consulting with allies in deployments and refining plans for all scenarios. We've always said we would reinforce our allies on the eastern flank.
Stay up to date on Bridie on Radio.
Treasure Island coins and precious metals. Mike Adams of naturalnews.com says 2020 has shown us that we must prepare for the unexpected. Gold and silver will be indispensable to your fiscal well-being during the coming financial pandemic. Shipments are delivered safely, discreetly, and securely right to your door. A precious metals IRA allows you to protect your retirement savings with the ultimate safe haven, assets of gold and silver. Gold and silver will be indispensable to your financial well-being. Your metals are held in the form of real coins and bars in an actual depository under your name and on your behalf. Simply visit BrideonMetals.com today. Gold and silver will be indispensable to your financial well-being. Shouldn't you at least look into it? Treasure Island coins and precious metals. We're here to help. Visit BrideonMetals.com today.
Take a stand against biased talk radio.
I'm going to take a strong stand against it.
And listen to Bridie on Radio, where we give you both sides of the story.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. BrideonStore.com.
Bridie on Radio and BrideonRadio.com.
A slavery clause. So the states have always had the right for immigration. It's not anywhere stated under Article 1, Section 8, where the federal government has authority over immigration. But the states have authority over immigration. We control our borders. And that's also defined under Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17, the property clause, where it specifically states the properties that the federal government will have sole jurisdiction over. And that is no more than 10 square miles for the seat of government, forts, armories, and dock yards, and needful buildings such as courthouses and stuff like that, new military installations that they need. And that's with the permission of the state legislatures, and they have to compensate the legislature. So they have no authority over our border. It's not into the Constitution anywhere. The only section that it has, and that's under Article 4, which is Agreement of the States, Section 4, where it says, and this is a violation of our, obviously, of the election laws, that says each state shall guarantee, these United States shall guarantee each state a Republican form of government and defend each from invasion. Well, that clearly, that's being violated. The states have the right to defend each other from invasion, and the federal government has authority to defend us from invasion. But that's a state's issue, and it's never been relinquished to the federal government. And even our state constitutions define our borders. How can we be an independent sovereign state and not control our borders? It's insanity. It's weird. And then here we turn around, we keep pointing the fingers at the Obama administration, or excuse me, it is the Obama or Biden administration, saying that their policies are harming the states. No, they don't have policies that they can put in place that affect immigration. And if they did, it would come from Congress, not on executive order by the president. There's no authority for executive order over this. They have no executive power over the states or the people, period.
Right, but see, the problem is, Randy, that, like, as an example, your state, if Carrie Lake had won fair and square, which I believe she did by a landslide, then we'd be in great shape, and she'd say, hey, I got control of the state. But now you got Katie Hobbs, and according to you, she's got control over the federal government. Well, she's as bad or worse than Joe Biden. So how are you going to win in Arizona when both federally and locally, statewide, you've got horrible people in charge?
Well, actually, it's the legislature that has control over that. They would, the governor's supposed to implement a law that's been passed constitutionally by our state legislature. But they don't do it. The problem is we don't have anybody in office that understands this or knows this. I talk to legislators all the time, and they don't get it. They say, well, the federal government has control over the border. And I say, show me the Constitution. And they said, they have no idea what I'm talking about. That's just been an assumption that we've gone for years, decades, actually, and it's not true. The only way we can fix it is if the people take it upon themselves to learn and attend classes on the Constitution from competent instructors. Do the Hillsdale College, you know, it's a basic understanding, but it's a good start. Do something to educate yourself, because Lincoln said educate the whole mass of the people. Because it's the only way that we're going to secure our liberty. And we've gotten away from that. We do have good sheriffs, though. And I want to say this. We have some horrible sheriffs, but we have some good sheriffs that I'm currently working with in Washington State, in Oregon, in Virginia, in Michigan, in Texas. And I'm trying to get some from Illinois. There's some good sheriffs there. And we're working on some stuff that we can try to take back from the state ignorance and the state oppression, as well
as the federal government. Yeah. Randy, we're on the run. Randy Miller, director of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association for Arizona. Randy, thank you for coming on the show. God bless you.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
All right, Wayne Allyn, we will be back. My buddy in Florida wants me to tell everybody that the only way we're going to win this battle with digital currency, by the way, is to have every one of you call your politicians, your governors, your state senators, your state assemblymen, United States senators, congressmen, tell them you will not accept digital currency. Will not. Hi, Wayne Allyn Root here. The madness is upon us. Make your march a moneymaker with MyBookie. Getting started is easy. Visit MyBookie online and use promo code Wayne to receive a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Grab your extra funds now. And for a limited time, claim a free entry into the $150,000 MyBookie Madness Bracket Contest for a chance at big money. If you're the type of person who likes to fill out multiple brackets to get an advantage, you can do that too. The price of entry, less than an Uber, all for a shot at a life-changing amount of money. With so many brands to choose from, you need a platform that makes it simple to bet and win, like MyBookie. Visit MyBookie online and use promo code Wayne to receive a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. Visit MyBookie online and use promo code Wayne. MyBookie. Social justice, equity, the same crap that takes down every country in the world and every company in the world, and it's now infesting every bank in America. They've all got these agendas involving equity and inclusivity and diversity. It's disgusting. Not because I have any problem with a person of color, not because I have any problem with a gay person, because I think you should get the job because you're good at what you do, and you should concentrate on saving the money of your shareholders and keeping the bank in business, not be diverted all day long by gay issues. You have nothing to do with politics. Stay out of it. Get out of gay. It's ridiculous. I got no problem with a gay activist. Someone should be a gay activist. Be a gay activist. But you can't be a gay activist and be an executive and a VP of a bank. Two different things. You got nothing to do with gay activism in a bank. Shut up. No one wants to hear your gay bullspit. No one wants to hear your climate change crap. You're brainwashed about transgenderism. We don't want to hear it. You want to change your gender? Go change it in the corner like you change your clothes. But you can't do it while you're vice president of a bank. So, you know, we know for a fact this bank committed $5 billion, $5 billion a year ago. Only a year ago, a year before they went out of business, they committed $5 billion to climate change and sustainable capitalism. My God. And we know that everybody involved is woke. We know that the bank managers and the bank vice presidents in Silicon Valley in California, they're all woke. We know that the VP of diversity and risk management, instead of studying the risk of the bank before they went under, was too busy with LGBTQ. They probably had flags flying in front of the bank, rainbow flags. The whole thing is nauseating. You want to have a rainbow flag and you're gay? Great. Go have a parade down the street. But you can't do it in the bank. Get out of politics in the bank. This is what's taken down our entire economic system. And the question is, first of all, the problem is these woke ideas in banks and in corporations in general. And number two is, are you hiring people just because they're gay or black or Latino, and you're not worrying about who the best person for the job is? And if they don't know anything about banking, but they happen to be black and gay, guess what? You know, black, lesbian people are being hired. Great. Do they know anything about banking? No. But they love the environment. They want to fight for climate change, and they want to fly an LGBTQ flag at their desk. Great. Do they know anything about banking? No. My God, no wonder banks are failing left and right. The bank that went out, Silicon Valley Bank, had all these terrible people who are liberal and woke, and inclusion is everything for them, and diversity, and social justice, and equity, and they lost. And the bank's out of business. But I noticed they got their bonuses on Friday. Do you know that? They got all their annual bonuses on Friday, and the bank went out of business on Saturday. Does that make any sense to anybody? That's called fraud. They should all be in jail. And we know that Signature Bank, which went out of business either yesterday, I forget if it was yesterday or today. I think they put it out yesterday. They closed it down very quietly. Another major bank, Silicon Valley Bank, second biggest bank to ever go out of business in the history of America. And Signature Bank is the third biggest bank to ever go out of business in the history of America. And on the board of directors of Signature Bank, speaking of LGBTQ bullspit, Barney Frank. You know who Barney Frank is? That's the congressman, the gay congressman who had his boyfriend living in his apartment with him when he didn't tell anybody he was gay, and he had a boyfriend living there who was 30 years younger than him. Barney Frank, who put together the financial laws, basically, of Wall Street a few years back, that were hampering Wall Street firms and hampering banks. That guy is on the board of directors of a bank that went under. You think maybe he was also flying the rainbow flag a little bit too much? You think he was maybe a little bit distracted by his liberal woke causes to understand that the bank doesn't work and it's going under? Or maybe he just doesn't know anything about economics because he's a Democrat congressman. What would they know about economics? They've been handed insider trading and riches and bribes their whole life. They're all owned by China. They don't know anything about actually running a business and creating jobs. So, and an ex-Obama Treasury official was on the board of Silicon Valley Bank. So when you add it all together, it's a recipe for disaster. Disaster. So that's problem number one. Problem number two is whether we needed a bailout or not. I'm not one to tell you if there should have been a bailout. I think there should not have been, because we just bailed out very rich, spoiled brats, liberal, big-mouth, spoiled brats with Democrat connections got bailed out again, and Silicon Valley startups got bailed out again. And these, a lot of Chinese companies were funded by the Silicon Valley Bank, and they got bailed out. So if you ask me, it was a big mistake. But I think the bigger issue here is that, you know, are taxpayers going to get stuck with it? They just said no. That means they are. Everything the government says, it's the opposite. Did you ever watch Seinfeld? Yeah, that's how Jason Alexander, he played his part like he was the world's biggest loser until he realized whatever he thinks, do the opposite, because I'm the loser. So whatever I think, do the opposite. And then all of a sudden he got rich and he had beautiful women around him all day long by doing the opposite of everything he ever thought. That's what you got to do with liberals. Do the opposite of whatever they think. And whatever they say is the opposite. So if they say it's not a bailout, it's a bailout. If they say that you're not going to pay for it as a taxpayer, you're going to pay for it. So those are all the bad things about the and the best explanation of what happened with the bank. They're trying to blame it on Trump, of course. He's out of office for over 2 years, but it's Trump's fault. Then a bipartisan banking legislation passed while Trump was president. I'm guessing Barney Frank was probably in that legislation and agreeing with it and pushing it forward. But forget all that, okay? Because I think there's a much bigger picture here. I've got a lot of smart friends, $100 million players, and one friend who is not rich, but who is kind of a soothsayer and is a big Jewish, messianic Jew who prays to Jesus every day and seems to come up with amazing answers and gives me some of my greatest insights. You know, for 7 years, I've never been wrong on this show, and he's one of my guiding lights. And his name's Matthew, lives in Florida. And Matthew and all my rich friends who are smart all say the same thing. This is all part of an agenda. Take down the whole U.S. economy, take down the banking sector, take down all of our money, make us all bankrupt, introduce socialism, and introduce digital currency. Convince people that things are so bad, the system is crashing, your money isn't safe, the banks are going out. So what do? You need digital currency, just like they did with COVID. They sent COVID purposely, intentionally our way, and that was because they wanted us to take an experimental vaccine. Okay, that was the end goal. COVID is what pried the door open to get you to be a sheep and take the experimental vaccine if you took it, or to force you if you didn't want it, but you worked in a business and you wanted to keep your job and your income, to force you to take the experimental vaccine. COVID is what allowed you to panic and get hysterical and be forced to take the vaccine. And this could be the thing that forces you to accept digital currency. You've got to call your legislature. You've got to call your senators, your congressmen, your governors, your state assemblymen, your state senators. Call everybody and tell them we will not accept digital currency, cashless society, or a social credit score. Never. Call them now. This is a state of emergency. That's what this is all about. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back, Wayne L. LaRue. The Root's on fire. Welcome back to the show. I haven't been to California, as I said, in like 15 years. Used to live there. I can't stand the state anymore. But I spent a nice weekend in Sacramento, and two of the people in the crowd when I was addressing the MAGA crowd at the California State Convention, two of the people asked me to speak in San Diego and in Fresno at a big women's event in San Diego and at a big Lincoln Day dinner in Fresno, California. So I will be actually, looks like, visiting California a lot in the near future because there's a lot of conservatives trapped behind enemy lines in California. I mean, you're not even joking. It really is enemy lines. I mean, Nevada should build a wall. We need a wall between California and Nevada. Don't let those people in. Do not let the liberals come here and Californicate Nevada. Terrible. Terrible, terrible, terrible. What's going on in the world? Texas has the same problem. Florida avoided it. The more people that come to Florida, the more conservative it's gotten, because they won't allow voter fraud, and all the conservatives left New York, New Jersey, Connecticut to move to Florida, and Pennsylvania to move to Florida, and Maryland to move to Florida. Basically, the entire East Coast decided to move to Florida. What's happening in Texas is a lot of Californians are moving in. What's happening in Las Vegas, a lot of Californians are moving in. Some of them are conservative, escaping, but others are liberal, and they want to bring their problems to us. Sponsor of this show is MyPillow. The great Mike Lindell and MyPillow, they've sold over 70 million pillows. Nobody sells 70 million products by mistake. It's got to be one of the great products of all time to sell 70 million. You know, because it's all word of mouth. Nobody's buying unless it's a great product. And I've got all his products, and they're all great products. You know what my two favorite are? There's the dog beds. I love them. And the slippers. They've got men's and women's slippers. My wife and I love the slippers when we're taking the dogs out for a walk, especially on a cold night. They're fabulous. And, you know, when we step out in the backyard with the dogs, they're just fabulous. And then the dog bed, my dog Bubba just loves it. He is so funny. He just curls up and kind of sinks into the bed like he can never get out the rest of his life. He's so deep in it. It's amazing. He loves his dog bed. So go to MyPillow.com for all your bedding needs. Go to MyStore.com for everything else you could ever want to buy. And Mike Lindell has both products. MyPillow.com, MyStore.com. Use the promo code ROOT. And you get the best price, you get the best discounts, you get the biggest sales. 80% overstock sale right now, especially on the MyPillow slippers. They're called My Slippers, and they're fabulous. And you get a monstrous deal when you hit the promo code ROOT. So go check it out, MyPillow.com, MyStore.com, promo code ROOT. So former Obama official worked at the Silicon Valley Bank before the collapse that rattled the American economy. Mary J. Miller served in the Treasury Department under Obama from 2010 to 2014. She served on the board of the Silicon Valley Bank. Boy, she was doing a good job on that board, wasn't she? These are all crazy woke people, Obama people. How about this one? Barney Frank, the namesake of the Dodd-Frank legislation, was on the board of the failed Signature Bank, another bank that failed over the weekend. Trump curse. Here's how woke Signature Bank was. Signature Bank fails 2 years after the bank closed President Trump's accounts over the January 6th riot. President Trump had accounts at Signature Bank, and they closed his accounts because of January 6th, which we've now found out, although I knew from day one and said from day one, but officially we found out January 6th is just a fraud, a total fake news event. Conservatives were there for a peaceful demonstration, salt of the earth, good people, did nothing wrong. Silicon Valley Bank on Friday paid out annual bonuses to their U.S. employees before the bank collapsed and was seized. They paid them out on Friday, and the bank collapsed and was seized on Saturday. Annual bonuses to eligible U.S. employees. Bonuses were for work done during 2022, previously scheduled to be disbursed on March 10th. Some bonuses were not paid, as they were also scheduled later. But without commenting on salaries, an FDIC spokesman said, "It's our standard practice to ask retained bank employees to assist with an orderly transition as part of our resolution process." Does that mean they're trying to say you get to keep the bonuses if you help us and work for the next 6 months on an orderly process? Is that what they're trying to say? I don't know. Federal Reserve announces it's conducting its own review into its own regulatory failure with the Silicon Valley Bank. And here's one more piece of news. California going under. California banks going under. Woke California hipsters going under. And yet Governor Newsom pushes for billions in reparation payments as the state faces a budget deficit disaster. The state task force proposes giving out $360,000 per black person in California as amends for slavery. There isn't enough money in the world to give away what they want in the state of California to someone because of the color of their skin, who wasn't even alive for the prejudice or alive for the Civil War or alive for the slavery, and to take it and steal it from taxpayers who weren't alive and did nothing to their grandparents. Nothing. Crazy. Hi, Wayne Allyn Root here. The madness is upon us. Make your March a moneymaker with MyBookie. Getting started is easy. Visit MyBookie online and use promo code Wayne to receive a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Visit Wayne, MyBookie. Hi, Wayne Allyn Root here. The man to cut my taxes dramatically and protect my assets right here in the U.S. If you're a business owner, a real protect your assets. So, go to Nevada. Unknown the epidemic of sudden deaths in 2021 and 2022. Ed Dowd, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good to be here. Thanks for having me on, Wayne.
Always good to see you. You and I are kind of similar because you're a high finance guy and I'm a politics talk show host guy, in addition to being king of Vegas sports gambling for 30 years of my life. So I'm kind of in finance too. But both of us have become kind of like doctors because our whole life is immersed now in the statistics of and the data of and the death of people from the COVID vaccine. That's not my background, medical. That's not your background. But we're smart guys and we picked up what was going on. You're one of my go-to guys. I've got like 10 go-to guys. You're right at the top of the list of looking at all the data around the world. And it's devastating. What, first thing, before I get to the obvious questions, what do you make of this? Is this like to create, kill off the population? Is this about population, depopulation? Or is this just pure greed? All of these people and all these politicians and all the media own stock in Pfizer and Moderna and AstraZeneca and J&J, and they just wanted to get rich? Or is it a combination of the two? What do you account for all this fraud and cover-up?
Well, I can say this. I don't know if it's a plan to depopulate, but if the numbers keep going the way they're going, and we haven't done the work on the birth rates yet, but that's looking grim. So forget about whether there was a plan or not. If the numbers keep going the way they're going, and they're not looking good right now, it is a de facto depopulation event. So we don't even need to have like motive or intent. It's happening. Let's just identify it. It's a reality of what is, if these numbers keep going the way they're going. So that's number one. Right. Number two, was there definitely a conspiracy of interest to take advantage of the COVID crisis? Absolutely. I mean, you and I talked about that. There are four silos that benefited from this. Let's start with the government. Power. Boom. Power. That's it. They love power. They love to be able to control people's lives. Pharma. Pharma benefited from selling a product under the color of law that was mandated. That's number two. Number three were the tech companies that were excited about. You got to remember the plan was quarterly jabs for the rest of your life with vaccine passports and surveillance technology. The tech companies were licking their chops at that. So, of course, they wholeheartedly aligned with the government for censorship, which is coming out in the Twitter file. So that's proven now. And then the fourth silo is media. They get all their advertising from pharma, especially on the nightly news. And they also get $1 billion in money from the government to promote the vaccine.
From the government.
So we have four silos.
What a scam.
So you don't need to be, you know, thinking there was a bunch of dudes in a room cackling with scotch and smoking cigars. It just was. The momentum went going and people took advantage of it. That's it. And here we are. And they're all covered. Yeah. All four of these silos are covering their asses. That's what's going on.
But I got to tell you, you could take all that and set it aside. Now that we know everything we know, and we've seen the death mortality rate skyrocket everywhere in the world where people took vaccines, the idea that they just agreed, the FDA, to add the vaccine to the childhood vaccination, the thing that every kid, when he goes to the pediatrician, is supposed to get, and they added that in, and the fact that schools will now say you can't go to...